With the upcoming release of Marvel's Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has requested an edited version of the film for its theaters. There's reportedly a brief reference to the background of a lesbian character named America Chavez, who grew up with two moms. And as is common in conservative Muslim countries, films that present themes or subject matter that are or against the moral code of Islam are either banned or edited. Now, we used to have this, right? We used to have the index. We were like, nah, man, you can't do that. You can't do that kind of stuff. But of course, as we become less Catholic and we become more secular, there is the idea that, oh, well, it's okay because reasons. Nobody ever told us why it's okay to watch this stuff. It's just okay. Instead of having our bishops and priests and kings of households stand up and say, nah, you can't do this. We can't watch this movie. We can't go to this place. We can't do these things. But back into the article. Disney has staunchly refused the edit request from the Kingdom's supervisor of cinema classification, turning their backs on their financial victory in Saudi Arabia cinema when their 2008 picture from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Black Panther, became the first theatrical release in Saudi Arabia after a 35-year ban on, apparently, movies with black people. While Disney concluded to edit the same-sex kiss in 2019 Star Wars train wreck Rise of Skywalker for Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern companies, and for China, by the way, because the Chinese are like, no gay stuff. No gay stuff. You don't do the gay thing in our country. And they're like, yes, China, whatever. When the political hill Disney has chosen to die on, oh, I'm sorry, with the political hill Disney has chosen to die on, those days of compromise are over. And the Eternals, with their faggoty characters, did not stream in Saudi Arabia. And of course, they asked the movie's lead, Benedict Cumberbatch, who just played a gay cowboy in a sodomite cowboy in the Netflix movie that I don't think won any Oscars, but we don't know because Will Smith slapped everybody. So nobody knows what else happened there. I don't even want to read his quote because it's just such a bunch of nonsense. Oh, I'm so disappointed that our LGBTQ friends, shut up. You don't believe that. You're only telling us that because LGBT MAPQ idiots run Hollywood. And they were able to successfully immerse themselves into positions of power. Because we're always like, oh, well, there's all these conservatives that work in Hollywood. Yeah, they don't work in the important places. Sorry, the key grip is not going to make movies. He's not going to green light the movies he wants to see. So we have that. Now, let me get back into this article. This is where Mr. Fitzpatrick, and I'm reading this article from Crisis Magazine, Sean Fitzpatrick. Muslims won't have the multiverse of madness, will Catholics. He writes, while it's not surprising to see Disney and their woke disciples dig in their heels and proselytize over this matter, because they can afford to, because we've given them all their money, what is more striking about this spat is the so-called intolerance of Islam in this particular vein versus the manifest and equally expected and disappointing tolerance of the Christian West and even Catholic moviegoers. Let's get out of the article here. And what movie can I point to that shows this divide? And that's Father Stu. And yes, I positively reviewed Father Stu and I stand by my review of that film. But it is tough to see people overtly sing the praises of the film and defend the film as if it's The Godfather. I'm just using an example of a movie everybody really thinks is good. Like The Godfather or Paul Blart. You know him. So we have this tendency to justify, oh, well, it's good because of this. And I've done it in reviews. Oh, yeah, there's these objectionable parts, but look at these good parts here. And the Christian West has no teeth. never did, and it absolutely has had no teeth. Because there's no way. And we had the index before, right? They used to be afraid, and they should be, of the Catholic Church saying, don't go see this movie, to their parishioners. Marvel, you know, Marvel wants to put an act of sodomy in their films. Don't go see it. Hell, half the bitch. How many priests are Marvel Cinematic Universe fans? You'll see them on their Twitter feed next Friday. So excited to go see Doctor Strange. Really? Are you as a priest? Just like I see priests who go to Disneyland all the time. I don't know how recently it was, but even a year or two ago, they'd be like, hey, I'm so excited to be at Disneyland. I'm like, ah, really? You are? But that's a different issue. But Catholic moviegoers are absolute, we're sheep. We refuse to not be entertained. We must be entertained. We must be. We must have Hollywood do it. Let's get back into this. Using Cumberbatch's language, which is your typical Hollywood BS, if there's anything, quote, out of step with everything we've experienced as a species, unquote, which is just like gobbledygook nonsense, it's the homosexual lifestyle. But it's hard to find anything like a unified Catholic response or stance to it. No, because if you and I come out and say, listen, Doctor Strange, let's say I write this review and I say Doctor Strange is nothing more, it's a multiverse of the message and the agenda. I'm going to have our blue state tolerant Catholics or blue city ones. I'll have people from Austin blow my reviews up. You're just not tolerant, and that's not the way our Lord and Savior. He would tolerate everybody. Yeah, but he wouldn't endorse it, sweetheart. He hung out with sinners and prostitutes. Not because he liked them, because he was trying to save them. Right? They always say, oh, well, he hung out with the worst of the worst. Not because he was one, but because those are the people that he was trying to save. He's trying to save all of us. But they use that language and they justify and they justify and they justify and they justify and they justify. Oh, it's okay, because whatever, the message, tolerance, so great to see representation. Where am I? Anyway, normalizing of this perversity is in high gear, presenting itself both and shamelessly before our children in advertisements and movies. We can only expect more scenes like Captain America encouraging a gay man to date another gay man, like we did in the Avengers Endgame film, one of the biggest grossing films of all time, and you had Captain America, all that America stands for, endorsing sodomy. Yep, swung one by us on that one. And more rumors, like in Thor Love and Thunder, Valkyrie is going to have a queen, meaning she's going to be a lesbian, which is why I will not see Thor Love and Thunder. Because it's going to be a total, they're going to bang on, they're going to make Chris Hemsworth a joke, and they're going to promote the black woman as a lesbian. She's going to be King Valkyrie with her queen.